This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn in the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Hey, welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, always, I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, where you can listen live, where you can take the poll, that's where you find all the nasty stuff. Cool stuff. And I do appreciate the time that you spend there. I do appreciate the ones that have given me your email address. Look, I don't sell it. Right? So it's not like I'm giving it to somebody else or I'm selling it and you're going to have to worry about somebody else getting it. You know, and so just give it to me. Give it to me. and then head over to the store and buy stuff. I like when you buy stuff. So 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, there's a live chat room up on our website. There's a live, I don't know, what is it, a Facebook feed? Whatever you want to call it, whatever makes you happy. But I do so much appreciate the time you spend with us. Okay, look, Paul, retired General Paul Vallely is going to join us. He comes on the show. I wish I had him on more, but, you know, apparently when you retire, you become very busy. I don't know how that works. But everybody we know that retires, right, can't get a hold of them. And it's not because they're traveling. It's because they're busy. Like, seriously? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, it's Rosenstein might be, you know, see, because I'm not making fun of him on purpose. I'm not making fun of the guy on purpose. I'm really not. I screw up names. I screw up my own kids' names. Ask them. Did it all the time. So apparently Rosenstein may be in a ton of trouble, right? And because Republicans are introducing articles of impeachment against Mr. Rosenstein. What is take my question, and not just the Republicans as a whole, but what is taking so long? Look, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, all right? But when you look at what's going on, you look at what's going on with Mueller, Rosenstein, even Sessions, for God's sakes. Allowing this to happen the way it is. This investigation, the people they're going after are so outside what the original intent was to this. I would still like somebody to explain to me, prove to me, what the president having sex with a pole dancer 10 years ago has to do with Russian collusion. Unless her name was, you know, Nikolai Chevetsky or something like that. You know what I mean? Then we have a Russian connection, right? But I think I said it last night. The Dems are going to get slapped on this one because where are the connections showing up? They're showing up with Hillary. They're showing up with the Bernie. I mean, seriously, and Adam Schiff is still out there, over-medicated, as he walks around going, yep, the Pfizer warrant report shows that we were right. On what planet? With what combination of lethal toxic drugs do you believe that you were actually right? Okay. A group of 11 House Republicans introduced 5 articles of impeachment against Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. Now, see, he should be gone. The impeachment articles accuse Rosenstein of intentionally withholding documents and information from Congress, failure to comply with congressional subpoenas, and abuse of foreign intelligence surveillance. Here's the problem. Not the problem. Right? The Dems are going, you know, this never happened under Obama. No, because nobody, there were a bunch of guys there, where there was no way they were going to issue articles of impeachment against Holder. Or anybody else, for that matter, on that team, in that group. You know it. Because they can do no wrong. Only Republicans can do wrong. Don't you know that? In the House of so the 5 articles, or the 5 issues, if you would. They claim on March 2nd, 2017, Attorney General Jeff Sessions recused himself, which he should have never done. Right? The Attorney General then tagged Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, who assumed the responsibilities. On July 22nd, House Judiciary Chairman Bob Goodlatte and 19 members of Congress requested a second special counsel to conduct a comprehensive investigation of the matters related to the 2016 presidential campaign. Rosenstein ignored them. Look, we could do this all night, but I'm not going to do that to you. If you think about how many times Rosenstein just ignored them, blew them off, didn't pay attention, didn't care, right? When you think of all the congressmen that have asked for information in this group, and then when they ask for the information on the FISA warrant info, they redacted so much of it you had to kind of read between the lines. They knew what they know what they're doing. And when Trey Gowdy starts pumping you, pushing away at you, I mean, really, it can't end well. And then Rosenstein said he said it tongue in cheek. He was basically threatening staff of the congressional members. Right? He was going to start looking into their affairs. He has no right to do that. And right there tells you what they're made of. When you look at the look on Mueller's face, Rosenstein's face, you look at the Comey. They all have this holier than thou, you're beneath me, get away from me kind of look on their face when they're talking. It's really disgusting. And now one indictment is directly connected to Trump's campaign. I'm talking about the indictment, not the person. I mean, heck, if you're going to go indict people that were connected to Trump's campaign, when are you going to indict his parents? General Paul Vallely joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners. Lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% set of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us. I always appreciate the time that you guys are spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I mean, don't just be yelling at the phone. Just don't be yelling at the radio or what have you. Get involved in the conversation. We have a live Facebook feed. We have a live chat room. 855-REAL-JOE. Send me an email during the show, joe@therealside.com. I can't wait to get this guy on. I love having him on because we get so much information from him, and I don't get him that often. I need to get him in here more. Or I need to follow him around. The information I get just following him around would be great. Retired General Paul Vallely joins me. And General, thanks so much for being with me. I always appreciate your time with me.
Thank you, Joe, for the invitation.
Yeah, and you always jump to it in the last minute. I so much appreciate that. But I'm watching this stuff go by, and they're going, okay, I know who knows about this, and I need to get him on the horn. So I there's a whole list of stuff I need to get to. You got about 3 or 4 hours you can hang out with me or what?
Well, I'm sitting here in beautiful Montana at the sunset, and I was in Los Angeles last week, and I can fill you in on that.
I
don't know it all, Joe, so don't tell everybody I know it all.
You know more than you're telling me, I'll tell you that. So, listen, let's talk about China first, okay? You know, when you hear what's going on over there, the president now has, you know, ultimate authority, ultimate power. He's going to be in there till the day he dies, apparently. And, you know, we've got the islands that they've created. We're now in a trade war with them. How dangerous is China to us, really, from a military standpoint?
Well, I would say the threat is there in a number of areas. Economically, the trade, the expansion of the islands you're talking about. You're talking about expansion through the old Silk Route that they call it from China over through Pakistan, through Afghanistan, up into the Middle East. They've also have created two new seaports. In Baluchistan and Pakistan, as well as several new airports. So China is expanding all the way into Southeast Asia, and that's something to be aware of. They're expanding in Africa. They're also advancing in many areas. They're very dependent on Iran oil still. So they're out there. And I would rather call them a competitor in this world environment, just like Russia is. And they're doing what they need to do, and we're doing what we should be doing with Trump, thank goodness. And Putin's doing what he needs to do. So you got the three superpowers there, and then you got the sub players like Iran. And what they're doing, you've got the Israeli-Iran situation going on in southern Syria. So when you look at that total chessboard, you get an idea where Trump is coming from by meeting with these leaders and North Korea, for example, which was a threat. He's not popping any rockets anymore, and he seems to be dismantling some things. So I'll tell you what, people don't appreciate how effective this president is right now.
No, because we got a bunch of squishies out there. They don't like the way he talks to people. They don't like the way he handles, you know, affairs in the Middle East. But as you said, look at what's truly happening there. Look at the real peace that's happening in the region and the shakeup he has of the leaders there. They're not going to step all over him like they were doing to the last guy, are they? They're kind of afraid of this guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They know he's a competitor. It's like in sports. This guy's a competitor. He's out to win. He's out to make America first again. And he's doing it. And these man boys they have in charge of governments like Trudeau in Canada, Macron in France, and then you've got a very weak prime minister in England, and then you have a berserk prime minister or president in Germany who's allowed all of these refugees to come in and created this terrible thing. And then the European Union president was in the White House today, and Trump laid it out to him, and they're now going to redo all these tariffs.
I know.
I mean, it's unbelievable what this guy does every day.
We were saying that on our show. I was saying, look, has anybody actually read The Art of the Deal other than Trump and a few others? Because you always
go
in.
Yeah, I've got it right here. I'm looking at it. I've got it right in my library here.
Look, this was not a Trump thing necessarily. My dad always said it to me when I was a kid. When you're negotiating, you always ask for twice as much as you want. You give a little, they feel like they got a little, you got what you were looking for, and everybody's happy. Hello? Look at what this guy's doing.
Yeah.
Look, you know.
Okay, Joe. Say you put your house on the market in L.A. All right, and say the market's $500,000. So you go in and you're going to put the selling price at $600,000, and somewhere between $500,000 and $600,000, you're going to come out with a deal.
That's right.
It's a win-win situation. That's the art of negotiation. That's business.
That's
My goodness.
I'm so tired of hearing people say, "Well, I look the way he speaks." Well, look, are you going to tell the bully in the playground, "Hey, Mr. Bully, can we sit down and talk? I mean, let's talk this through and see what we're talking about, right?"
Yeah.
That's what the last guy did, and we got crapped all over. He does it. He goes, "Listen, you take a swing at me, I'll bury you, your family, and everybody who lives on your block. I'm good with
that." Yeah, look at Bush. They pushed him all around. He never fought anything.
No. Not
Clinton
really.
Couldn't fight because he was underneath the Hillary all the time. No, I'm sorry to say.
Underneath the desk. No, he was underneath. No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
Never mind. Let's be nice.
Never mind. Yeah, right. We won't go there.
Before we get to Iran, and I do want to get to Iran. You look at Russia, what's going on in Russia, what have you. And I'm going to tell you, I was on CNN last week, that wonderful network, and we were talking about what Trump did in Russia. And I said, look, you really want this guy to look Putin in the face, right? These guys have their fingers on 95% of the nuclear arms in this world. You want him to look Putin in the face and go, look, I know what you did to us, and I know what you're doing. If you don't knock it off, I'm going to annihilate you. Is that really the conversation you want him to have? Or maybe he should be like Obama and say, hey, Putin, you need to stop doing that. I mean, seriously, did he handle him right or not?
Yeah, another man boy.
Oh,
Obama.
Trump. Is Trump handling Putin properly or not?
Absolutely. And I don't know whether you knew it, but I set up the first meeting between Trump and Putin last year when I was in Moscow. I don't know whether you knew that.
I did not. That's why I say you know everything.
I set up the first meeting, and I was at the foreign ministry in Moscow. We decided to do it at the G20. Meeting in June, and that's exactly what happened. And anyhow, I feel like I've been a part of trying to bring us together again, because it's got to be a win-win situation. And Russia's not as big a threat as we make them up to be. We actually been threatening Russia more than they've been threatening us.
I know. If people would pay attention, they figured out, hey, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, I want to finish up on this. I want to know, and you can think about it during the break, does Putin respect Trump, or does Putin feel like he can run all over Trump? But we'll hit that on the other side of the break. Showman Senior Host, General Paul Valley, will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. In between rain showers, President Trump and the head of the European Commission went into the White House Rose Garden to announce a deal to begin talks on bringing down trade barriers. Just a week ago, he referred to the EU as a foe on trade. He stood alongside the head of the European Commission and called this a very big day.
We agreed today, first of all, to work together towards zero tariffs, zero non-tariff barriers, and zero subsidies on non-auto industrial goods.
This is essentially an agreement to negotiate toward that broad goal. Now, the EU is vowing to buy more soybeans and liquefied natural gas from the United States. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Look at that. Good intro, good music. I think a good show. I don't know. Doesn't get much better than this, though. I always enjoy it so much. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to get back to my guest because I love having the time that I have with him, and I don't have enough time with him, and he does. He's all right. I won't say he knows everything because I know it makes him crazy, but he does know a lot. Retired General Paul Valley joins me, and first of all, General, you know, I don't say this enough to you either. I really do appreciate your service, and people don't realize what guys like you have done in the past, present, and even into the future to help keep this country safe. So, again, I appreciate all the work that you do behind the scenes and in the past.
Thank you, Joe. Yeah.
So let's get to it. So I asked you before the break to think about this and the reality of, does Putin see Trump as a patsy, as a weak man, or does Putin have a lot of respect for Trump?
I sense he has a lot of respect for him because he sees he's dealing from strength. He sees what he's doing to the American economy. He sees the support he's getting throughout the United States, despite the negative media and the negative rhinos and the negative members of the Socialist Democratic Party, as we call it now. And he's ahead of him by 2 weeks. I mean, so Putin sees that, Chairman Singh in China sees it, the old rocket man in North Korea sees it, and Macron sees it, and the gentleman Trudeau in Canada sees it, and so they're all playing second fiddle to the new world leader, which is Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I love the looks on their face sometimes when he comes out and what he says. Hey, in North Korea, you know, we're getting conflicting messages that you know, they're really not dismantling the rocket plant. That they're doing that somewhere out in the mountains. They still got a nuclear program going on. I mean, give me the skinny on really what's happening in North Korea.
Well, the latest satellite photos and reports, they've dismantled another location. That's number two or three They're not launching any more rockets or missiles. They're not doing any testing. So they backed off of their aggressive program that they had a year ago. And so it seems to be working, but we'll see. It's continued negotiations how you denuclearize the Korean Peninsula, and also future relations between Japan, South Korea, and North Korea. So all of the things over there seem to be going in a very positive way now.
Well, but China, does China or Russia, for that matter, really benefit from a reunified Korea? I mean, really, would that help or hurt those countries?
I think when you look at it economically, which Putin and the president of China now look at is economic well-being of their countries. I would think now, with Trump influencing their thought process, that they look at the reunification of Korea as very positive. Because if you can transition North Korea to be like South Korea, South Korea is what, in the top five or six economies in the world,
yep.
And you can match the North Koreans to that, then it's a positive thing. So I think they see that now. They're not working off the old map or the old strategies of communism and that. They're looking at how they can provide for their people the best way. So these communist regimes have gone through a transition, and they're coming more into the real world and aligning now more with the United States, even though there's competition going on.
Communism for these people in today's climate, today's economy, just doesn't work. It can't work for countries that size. China's influence on North Korea, though, would you think, or do you think it's waning?
No, I think it's still there, but it's more positive influence than negative.
Okay. That's good to hear. It's very good to hear. And let's get to before, because I want you to launch into Iran in a minute. I've never been a fan. Anyway, the European Union, I mean, you start talking about them already. He's had some real influence in some of these leaders. When you look at England and Italy and France, now they may not be moving at the rate we want them to move it, but they're looking more at a nationalist kind of attitude and a viewpoint, to cure their people first. And that didn't come from themselves. That came from Trump. He's shaking up the EU from here, isn't he?
Absolutely, he is. And he had the president of the European Union in the White House today, and they've agreed to equalize or
wonderful.
Go to a new approach on the tariffs, and that's very positive.
Oh, I think we pay into NATO. We pay big bucks into NATO, right? Well, then we go ahead and we take a beating on tariffs. So, like, we're helping them protect themselves. We're paying for them to protect themselves, and we're paying through the nose to buy product. It doesn't make any sense. And he's equalizing. I believe he's equalizing that. I hope you feel the same way.
Oh, he does. He's changing their thought process.
Now let's get to the big guy in the room. The elephant in the room. This weekend, President Trump tweeted out to Iran after they did, some of their, and they do this normally too. They hate America. They're going to make America pay. Blah 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 blah. And I'm sorry, but I do love his response, and I might be wrong. You guys screw with us.
No, you're not.
We're going to turn you into the Great Lake of Iran. Okay? Don't play with us. Was that the right response or not?
Absolutely. You can't have somebody bullying you in the playground and then not respond to it. That's what he's doing. But here's what's interesting. I'm working now with the CIOG. You might write that down, CIOG.
Okay.
It's the Coalition of Iranian Opposition Groups. A lot of people don't realize that there's 6 to 7 cultural ethnic groups inside Iran besides the Persians. You got the Awazis, who are Arab. You got the Baluchis, which are south in Pakistan, Baluchistan. You have the monarchists, who still support the Shah and the Shah's son. So when you look at these different cultural groups, they're now coming together as a coalition, and I'm working with them for a new free and democratic Iran. And you can go to my website today, standupamericaus.org, and we have a new press release out that's been posted on that regarding the CIOG. We'll be having our next conference in Europe in September. We had our first one in Washington 2 weeks ago where I spoke. So watch what's happening with this new coalition, and you'll see that we're making progress. Matter of fact, I will send you an email tomorrow on the press release that you can use.
Perfect. I'll put it out in our email blast as well. But again, Iran, when it comes to their military, what can they really do to hurt us? Can they do anything to hurt us?
Well, they're doing everything they can, particularly in Syria, but the Israelis seem to be taking care of that. The IRGC is really their arms. General Soleimani may be the next leader of Iran, and he's the most well-respected. He's been running the Revolutionary Islamic Guard over there for years. But there have been over 100 protests in Iran in the last 6 months. They're poverty-stricken. The young, 60% of the young of Iran are less than 30 years old. So you have uprisings going on. The Iranian youth are very big into Instagram, into Facebook, other social media. And so the new coalition, which is a great group of leaders located in the Middle East, Europe, and the United States, now have come together to form this coalition. And the coalition plan was sent to Trump and Secretary Pompeo last week. So we'll see what happens. I'm going to send you a copy tomorrow so you'll have it.
Yeah, that would be great because, you know, what we're hearing from the left, which I think is just classic, is how unstable the world is now and how much trouble, you know, Trump has caused and how many other world leaders now hate us. And apparently they were oblivious during the whole 8 years of Obama's regime, if you would, and how much it wasn't a matter that they hated us. They laughed at us. They had absolutely no respect for us, did they?
No, nope, none at all. But look at all the leaders who want to come to Washington now and meet Trump. He's had over 35 leaders from the world in the last month, a year and a half, come to Washington to meet and shake and meet with Trump. You don't think they like and respect us? Boy.
Well, they remember that the Democrats use a whole different dictionary than we use, right? I mean, seriously. Hey, we're going to quick break. When we come back, I want you to tell people what you're doing, how they can help support your cause, and get involved with what you've got going on to help protect this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back with retired General Paul Vallely right after this.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Please answer the question.
Hold on a second. We are back. You listen to the real side of it. Sing a song. It'll make you happy. Well, maybe. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Depends on your voice, you know what I mean? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being, truly, honestly, not kind of, sort of, honestly being part of the conversation. That means you're active in the chat room. That means you're active in what's going on. So let me bring him back on, because I love the time that I have with him. Retired General Paul Vallely joins us, as he does from time to time on the show. I'm going to have him on more, because I love the information that he has for us and how he enlightens us as to what's going on in these. The truth, really what it is, it's the truth as to how we are in our relationship is with China and Russia and North Korea and Iran and so on. So, General, again, thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate your time.
Okay, Joe. Thank you.
So tell people what you're doing, what your Stand Up for America does, and how they can get involved and how they can help you out.
Well, we develop a lot of information and intelligence regarding mostly national security events worldwide, Middle East, Korea, Russia, what the president is doing. And our main website is standupamericausa.org. So you can join us. You can sign up for our newsletter, which we put out every Saturday. You can donate and help us any way you can, whatever amount. You can also look at our other foundation, which is the Soldiers Memorial Fund. .org, which helps veterans, families, active duty members, as well as their families, and scholarships. And so from that, we have three Facebook sites, Paul Vallely, and then the Generals Group, Paul Vallely, and then the Legacy National Security Advisory Group. So we post every day on social media, and we reach thousands of people, not only in the United States, but in Europe and in the Middle East.
You know, you're doing some great work. You know, we were talking about Iran earlier, and some of us remember or see or remember learning about how free Iran was at one point in time in the 70s, late 60s, you know, 70s and what have you. And, you know, the colleges were open to men and women. They were progressive, that word that everybody hates, but use in its true form, they actually were a progressive group. Will we ever see, or do you think you can ever see Iran back at that level again?
Yes, it's coming.
Wow. You are an optimist.
Yeah.
And
the regime
could
fall within the next 12 months.
Wow. Okay. And so you really see that, you really see the political capital, people willing to fight for and bring that back around again, huh?
Well, the CIOG that I'm working with now is the ones that are going to make that happen. And it's going to be funded by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates.
Wow.
And they're ready to stand by as soon as President Trump and Secretary Pompeo give the nod for the coalition.
So are the Saudis engaged and involved? Because my understanding is the Saudis and others out there see Iran as like the rogue stepchild that's out of control.
They just see a threat to them. They know Iran is threatening Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, as well as Egypt. And so they are enemies of Iran. And the new coalition between Israel, Saudi Arabia, and the United States is very solid, with Israel taking the lead now in blocking and taking out Iranian targets in Syria and trying to break that road network going over into the support of Hezbollah in Beirut, Lebanon.
Well, like I said, love the information I get from you, General. Always appreciate your time with me. You know, stay healthy, keep up the good work. I really do appreciate the work that you're doing for this country.
Thank you, Joe. I really appreciate it.
Have a great night. And send me that
much
stuff. I want to talk about your organization. We'll talk to you later.
I'll send it tomorrow.
All right.
Bye.
Retired General Paul Vallely. I got to tell you something, guys. If you go check out his site, Stand Up America. It's standupamericaus.org. Standupamericaus.org. And check out the stories that they have, the things that they're doing, the events that he's got going on. I think I've had the general on the show a couple of years now, right? 3-4? He's been around for a long time.
When we were in Cahill, he was doing it.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, huh? See, I tricked him back then. I thought he thought I was something.
No.
But, you know, having a guy like that on, having somebody that's involved and engaged, and he's got the secret clearance, so to speak, you know, I don't know if he does. I've never asked him. But he's got enough friends in the business he's in, and he's around. He's in the Middle East on a frequent level. You know, we run out of time. I would ask him for Syria, you know, about Syria and such, but we'll ask him next time I have him on. But you got to look at this stuff for what it is, how it all comes together. You know, and sometimes you've got to play, to a degree, you have to play, I won't say with your enemies, but people who can't stand you. Right? I mean, think about the groups that we've had to come alongside of or get. Look, to defeat Germany, we had to make friends with the Russians, didn't we? Oh, my, I can't do that. Do we really, we want to be those people that cut off your nose to spite your face? I know everybody wants to, you know, mad at the Saudis for their involvement in 9/11. Not excusable, don't get me wrong. But the bigger threat is Iran. If you want to take down Iran, how do you do that without the help of the Saudis? How do you do that without their brethren, if you would, coming alongside you? Otherwise, it just looks like the U.S. is going in there to take these regimes down because they just don't like them. And I know some of you out there, libertarians and otherwise, you know, we shouldn't be fighting all these wars, we shouldn't be doing this, we shouldn't be doing that. Well, what do we do to protect ourselves? Do we not believe in, do we wait for Pearl Harbor to be bombed and then do something? Do we wait for the buildings to fall and then do something? Do we wait for them to launch the nukes and decide maybe we have a problem? That makes absolutely no sense to me. You know, those of you who just really keep pushing for an answer, pushing to get out of these places, to come up with a different way. We've been trying a different way of doing it. To use the immortal words of President Obama, we've been doing it like this for 50 years. It's about time we change things. And that come back and bite them, huh? But it's true. We've been dealing with Iran. We've been dealing with some of these countries for decades the same exact way. And what Obama, I know some of you have your thoughts already. What Obama was thinking when he gave Iran that money. I mean, what did he think he was going to get out of the deal? 10 years from now, 15 years from now, when they don't need him or think he's of any value, what do you think is going to happen? No, come on, think about this. What do you think is going to happen? For us right now, he's a non-issue, Obama. But they still see him having power. They still see, you know, think about something. Why would you meet with John Kerry and others like that if you were leaders of other countries? Why would you meet with them if you didn't think, if you didn't know, or believe that they still had power? Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before you go making, you know, some of you, in years gone by, I get these emails about General Valley. So before you decide to start ripping him up, or not liking what he said or did, I'd have to look in the mirror. Have you been to war? Have you fought for this country? Not fought for you. I'm not far for some political thing by holding up a sign while you have a mask and glasses on. Have you got a front of bullets for somebody? Have you been willing to put your life on the line for somebody else? Right? So, you know, when you get down to a hero, I've got my viewpoint on what heroes are, and I tee off a lot of people when I start spewing it out there. The general's son gave his life for this country. The general probably would have been willing to give his life. I mean, it's not what you want to do. You don't go into the service going, yep, I'm going to jump in front of a bullet to save somebody. It's not what you do. I mean, it's not what you set out to do. You set out to kill as many of them as you can. And you know, when I have Corey Duncan on, remember what he says about Marines? We're not there to fix anything. We're there to destroy. Our job is to tear it apart so it can be rebuilt properly. They're not supposed to go in there and make nice, nice. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Really appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. A lot of crazy stuff going on, including now they're going to teach teachers at Marymount University about that whole alphabet soup, you know, gender identity thing, so you kind of have a clue. You kind of sort of maybe might have a clue, the serious people, on how to make this happen or not happen. On how to call people that aren't, what's that word that you were mad about? Cisgen. People that aren't cisgen. Look it up. I want you informed on your side of the break. I'm Joe Bassoon, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. I won't get mad at you, I promise. Swear. We'll be back in a few minutes.